This new year, get started on your next success with University of Maryland Global Campus. Apply by February 11th and get your application fee waived. An accredited state university, UMGC offers online and hybrid classes, along with more than 135 degrees and certificates in fields like business, cybersecurity, healthcare, and more. Gain the skills you need to achieve your career goals. Get your application fee waived through February 11th. Learn more at umgc.edu. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chef.
The Mickey Flyler Show. Try it at no obligation for 30 days or your money back. Every morning from 6 to 9 a.m. Right here on 105.5 and 97.5, The Roar. Touchdown! Where every day is game day.
You know, I'm a Prince guy. I'm a Prince of a guy and a Prince right. guy. Good stuff. Thank you for sure.
We've hit our Prince quota for the week. We've played a few.
You can never have enough Prince. What a talent, man. I have so much respect for people that are elite in almost any field. Almost. Not all fields, but almost any field. And that guy's elite. Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. One Tom Plumber. Talk about elite. If it goes bad in the plumbing system, I've had some issues with septic tank at the house. How about I've had issues with disposal, garbage disposal, drainage, drain issues, burst pipes. Thank God we haven't had any of that kind of stuff. But if it does happen to you, there's one to call us, One Time Plumber. And I hope you don't have to have it. When I was a kid, one time I woke up in the middle of the night, there was a busted pipe in the kitchen, and we had water all over the kitchen floor everywhere. My dad had to go back and redo the floors later on. So fact of the matter is, man, I hope it doesn't happen to you. One Time Plumber, Charleston, Columbia, Greenville, upstate of South Carolina. The name is the number, One Time Plumber. Open phone lines for this hour. Talking about Miami's 31-27 win against Ole Miss. Previewing tonight's Indiana and Oregon game. Clemson in the portal. We'll get into that. They get London Merritt yesterday, defensive end from Colorado. Gamecocks get kicker. And you know you're a kicker if your name is Upton Belafonte. So Upton Belafonte from Texas Tech comes to South Carolina. Quasheed Scott, defensive back from Kentucky, comes to South Carolina. And a huge pickup for the Gamecocks. Tre'Quarius Peak, NC State, number one offensive tackle in the portal, according to 247, is a Gamecock now. And they needed that one for sure on the offensive line. Talk some NFL playoffs today. Talk some Clemson basketball today. Tigers going to Notre Dame tomorrow. Sam, give me a 2-minute Clemson Notre Dame thought. I hadn't watched the hours. I saw their coach get so upset the other day at Cal and try to fight the referee, but know very little about Notre Dame. Know the Tigers will be a slight favorite in South Bend tomorrow afternoon.
Tricky game. Notre Dame's better this season. They're 10-5 right now, off to a much more consistent start than they have in the last couple seasons. Yes, Micah Shrewsbury did try to fight a ref after the game. While he was correct about why he was fighting the ref, you shouldn't be fighting a ref.
No.
Marcus Burton, I believe, is still out with an injury that I can't recall for Notre Dame. That is their best player. Other than that, Braden Shrewsbury, a couple other good players on this team, they're coming off of a loss at Cal. They're off of this is their first home game off of the two-game longstanding ACC rivalries against Stanford and Cal on the road. So interesting to see how they respond on a travel day. They have not played in 8 days as of tomorrow. So will rest be a factor? I don't know. We shall see. That's kind of what I'm looking at for Notre Dame. They've got some shooters. But without Burton, if Burton's not playing, they're a little bit easier to handle. Clemson's got to protect the basketball in this game, rebound. If they just do all the little things like they have in the last few games, they will win this one. Not much of a scouting report, obviously, but this is a game where Clemson's the better team. If they win, I think they're ranked. Maybe that puts a little chip on their shoulder as well. Do the little things. Don't go 2 of 25 from 3, and you're probably going to win this basketball game. But Shrewsbury's a good coach. Notre Dame is heading in the right direction, I think, even with him yelling at the ref the other day. And got to win this one. You never apologize for a road conference win, so go get one. Get a quad one win and get ranked.
Can I talk you into Notre Dame being better? They're better than Pittsburgh.
I don't know what's going on up at Pitt. I don't know how Capel still has a job.
Can I talk you into them being better than Syracuse?
I think considering where they were having to play at Syracuse, which is never a fun game for Clemson, really never a fun game for anybody, those two teams are pretty similar.
Got a little break, though.
I would put them in, like, the same exact tier. Yeah. I think Syracuse, I'd lean, is a little better with Marcus Burton out.
Got a break in Syracuse that the students were there, and it's a snow day, so they didn't see the 20,000 in the old dome, the Carrier Dome. There.
I never, ever want to play any sport in the Carrier Dome, so I would lean that it's a little bit more of a difficult matchup there. I'm interested to see how the travel thing and the rest kind of comes together for Notre Dame after not playing in 8 days and coming back from the West Coast.
Yeah.
I guess it's not as far of a trip for them as it would be for, say, a Syracuse or a Clemson.
The Adams Grove text line is flooding me with BB gun stories.
Many.
I will just tell you this. I'm not going to read them because I don't want to encourage other people to shoot other people's eye outs. But, boys, kids, obviously.
A lot of irresponsible kids on our text.
Yes. 6035 asked, did the SEC win any playoff games against any other conference? That's Barry in Estill. You know where Estill is, Sam? You've probably never been to Estill, South Carolina.
I have not. No, I have not.
All right, let me say this. I don't think the SEC won. The only games they won, Alabama beat Oklahoma, and Ole Miss beat Georgia. Aren't those the only two playoff games that they won? I think I'm right by saying that. So, no. And it was not just that. It was a bad deal before all the bowl games for the SEC. Estill is actually in Hampton County. I didn't know it was in Hampton County. I knew it was down there. But Estill's down in Hampton County. So down in the low country of South Carolina. That's down near the Murdochs.
Ole Miss did beat Tulane, for what it's worth.
Oh, they did beat Tulane. You're right.
Okay.
Yeah. Estill is...
I would hope they would.
Estill's down below Allendale, Fairfax. So
can't say I've traversed that part of the state.
Close to the Georgia-South Carolina line over there. Middle of nowhere Estill is. But glad to have the listener listening on the app. Either that or the signal's really good today. I think Barry's listening on the app. Ole Miss did beat Tulane. SEC's 4-10 in the bowl season, according to a texture.
Not an ideal year for the conference. No. A little bit, we joke a lot, a little bit unusual how off they were in bowl season this year.
I can read one BB one, okay? Just because I want to know how this went. I need to inquire more. 9420 says, my brother shot me in the forehead with the BB. I had a welt the size of my nose sticking out of it. He begged me not to tell my parents. For like 5 years, I held it over his head and made him give me stuff. How do you have
blackmail?
A welt that big on your forehead and your mom and dad don't go?
He didn't question that.
Didn't question it.
Hey,
the
honey.
Size of your nose.
that didn't raise any alarm bells. No.
But I do like the fact that you held it over his head and used it as blackmail.
I think the better follow-up question would be, what was your lie that you told that your parents believed for 5 years?
Yeah.
Because we've all done that. What was your lie that you told that you got away with? Did you fall? Did you run into a tree? Like, what did you do?
Good stuff. Texture says, meat grinder, playoff schedule. And I will remind folks again, yes, meat grinder. Oh, it's so tough. Now, I did get this morning from a texture. That apparently, and I didn't see it originally, but apparently in the offseason that Paul Feinbaum said that he would leave the country if an SEC team didn't win the national championship this year. In August of this year, Paul Feinbaum joked he would leave the country. Now, to be clear, we've got a lot of people that threaten to leave the country. I would just say this about that. Addition by subtraction. I think a Feinbaumless world is a better world. I don't dislike Paul Feinbaum. I just think that he's a clown, and I think that he's made a bunch of money being a clown. But now Texas, he's just been on vacation. Yeah, that's what they all say. Well, I'm leaving the country. If this happens, I'm going to leave the country. Okay. They got a lot of planes to take off, a lot of boats to take off out of here, a lot of cars that you could take up north or down south. There's a lot of ways you could do that. So sure. Texas said, think about how close Miami was not even making the playoffs. They could have put Notre Dame in. Sam, let me do that for you. Let me play the what-if game for you. Would Notre Dame have gone to College Station, Texas, and beaten Texas A&M?
Yeah.
You think?
I think they would have gotten their get back there.
Would Notre Dame have beaten Ohio State?
The way that Miami did it, I could say that maybe, but I would have still leaned Ohio State.
I agree. And therefore wouldn't have a chance to win last night. Notre Dame might have beaten Ole Miss. Would they have beaten Ole Miss last night?
Probably, because they would have been able to run the ball the same way Miami did. However, I think Miami's a better team than Notre Dame, and I think that's kind of why they're here. I do think Notre Dame would have been competitive the same way Miami is, though, and I certainly don't trust Marcel Reed to beat them. I think the game would have been higher scoring than 10-3 or whatever it was in that Miami A&M game, but there would have been some points on the board, and I think Notre Dame would have run all over them.
All right. Let me get Roger in here. Roger, hang on just one quick thing, because I want to mention this. So I was talking to Russell Patterson yesterday, and speaking of leaving the country, it reminded me to tell you this. There's a form now, Sam, called the 4547 form. You know what 4547 is? President Trump. There's a form called the 4547 form for the IRS. And if you're the parent or legal guardian of a child, you fill out this 4547, and this makes you eligible to request $1,000 from the U.S. Treasury for a pilot program for eligible children. Now, that if you're born from 2016 to 2025, you're eligible for these things. And anyone born from January 20, I know from 20 from January 1st of 25 to 31st of 2028, you're going to get that. So, call the Patterson Tax Service. They can give you the advice on how this works. Put that in your to-do list to ask about when you go visit the Patterson Tax Service, how many children you have under that age, and how all that works. But ask about Form 4547, $1,000. The U.S. Treasury puts this in a program for you. Hey, one other quick note about the tax changes this year. Everything is done with direct deposit on your tax returns, on your refunds. And so that's going to speed up the process a little bit. And I think that's going to help you when it comes to fraud stuff, too. So get in touch with the Patterson Tax Service. Let them do your taxes for you. 864-859-8289, 864-859-8289. The very best in the business. Roger's up next. Roger, thanks for hanging on, man. How you doing?
Hey, doing good, Mickey. I think if Feinbaum leaves the country, it's safe to say he will not be going to Venezuela.
No. Unless he takes over maybe the president of Venezuela. He could do that. You know, just put him down in that office, yeah. Can you imagine Feinbaum in Venezuela talking about Venezuela versus Colombia soccer in the World Cup and ticking off all the Colombians down there, Venezuelans down there, talking about soccer?
Well, now, let me get this straight. The national championship is January 19th.
Is it the 19th?
Probably. I think that's right.
Let me see if I'm right.
January 19th. Yes. It's probably going to be Indiana and Miami.
I think Indiana wins tonight, yes.
Okay. When is the Mulligan Bowl? Is that the week after when Alabama plays the winner of that game?
Yes. This is a true story.
I mean,
Roger.
I think it's the 27th.
Roger, true story, okay?
Yeah, I'm listening.
The year, and I'm gonna find the years in here for you. The year that Florida State won the national championship.
With Jameis Winston. Yeah.
They beat Auburn in the national championship game. All right. This is 2013 season. In that year, Alabama lost to Auburn. All right. And
was that the punt Ruski or the kickoff play?
That was the kick six, I believe. And then Alabama lost the
kick six, yeah.
Yeah, that might not have been. Was that kick six? But they lost to Oklahoma as well, by the way. Let's see here. Touchdown 50. Yes. Yeah, that was kick six. Anyway, so Bama didn't even win the SEC West. Bama didn't win the SEC. And they went on Oklahoma, and Trevor Knight beat them 45-31 in the Sugar Bowl. All right, so Bama won nothing that year. True story. When Florida State beat Auburn in the national championship game, Paul Feinbaum came on the air the next day and said that it is a tainted national championship for Florida State, who went 14-0 because they didn't have to beat Bama. Even though they beat the team that beat Bama.
I remember that.
He said it's tainted because it didn't have to go through Bama. You kidding me?
I remember that.
Are you kidding?
Well, there you go. You know what? You know, but now it's Trinidad Chambliss. I had something to say about Jacksonville Buffalo because I think that's just an incredible first round matchup.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Two franchise quarterbacks. But is Trinidad Chambliss really possibly going to LSU? Is that
no
the scuttlebutt?
No. If he gets an extra year, he's staying at Ole Miss. If he gets the extra year,
because. Okay, one more question, Ole Miss. Is Golden, is he going to be the coach?
Yes.
Or
Golden's the full-time coach there. Yep.
He is coming back for 2026 as the coach?
Yes.
Okay, good. That was a great game last night. But Miami got banged up.
Yeah.
They got a couple guys banged up. I don't think he's an edge rusher, but one of their
defensive tackle
players got banged up, and the other guy got kicked out for targeting. Now, he's eligible to play in the next game, right?
Was it the first half?
Second half.
Well, no, he'll miss the first half.
Yeah. So, that's not good for them. But anyway, I know everybody wants Trevor to do this and to win this game, but I got to tell you, I hate to say it. I've got to pull for Josh Allen in Buffalo. I just have to because I just want to see it. I want to see Buffalo go. I want to see Trevor play really well but lose a tight game. But Trevor Lawrence has made such an improvement. I remember when he played at Clemson and even when he played with Jacksonville the first couple of years, he had that little hesitation hitch in his throwing motion. He's a lot more crisp. He's a lot more quick on his throw. He's you know what I'm talking about. He had sort of a wind-up, a mini wind-up,
yeah.
And it was like a 0.5 or something second. And it just it was always a little hitch he had, sort of like a golf swing has a hitch. He's pretty much eliminated that. He is throwing the ball a lot more clean, I think. I'm not some quarterback guru, but I've just noticed that he's gotten a lot faster in his decision-making and his throwing. And I hope he plays well, but I don't want them to win because I want to see a true red-blooded American Super Bowl of Buffalo and Chicago.
in the snow. See, that one where it's not going to be in the snow, obviously. But
I don't think it's going to be snowing. It might snow in Palo Alto. It's in San Francisco. The Super Bowl's in San Francisco.
Yeah.
These first round matchups are unbelievable.
Yeah, they're great. Sam mentioned a while ago. I'm going to leave you with this before I take a break here. Sam mentioned a while ago the most excited he's been for the NFL playoffs. The first round matchups are great. They're more wide open this year. We don't have the Chiefs as the dominant team and the Eagles maybe as the dominant team run. So you got Muir Blood, some exciting young quarterbacks, some coaching, interesting coaching guys. Personality-wise, this is a fun playoffs to watch. It's going to be a lot of fun to keep up with.
Well, you've got great quarterback matchups all up and down the board, and this is just the first round. I mean, you've got the Drake May, Justin Herbert. You've got, obviously, the Allen Lawrence.
Yep.
You've got Philadelphia and San Francisco. And you got Aaron Rodgers and Hugh. I mean, these matchups, I've never seen a year where these matchups were so really even. I mean, any of these quarterbacks or the veteran quarterbacks could go, like Josh Allen could go on the road and win these games.
Yep.
Justin Herbert could go on the road and win in New England. I could see that.
And these quarterbacks are going to cement their legacy in the next few weeks with big time playoff type wins. You got to do it in the playoffs. You got to do that for sure.
Yeah.
So, hey, Roger, always appreciate it, buddy. Yep.
But if Buffalo doesn't beat Alabama, it doesn't count.
Great point. See you, Roger. The Mulligan Bowl coming up. Bama takes on the winner of the national championship game. Much more of your phone calls when you come back after this.
Running a business means wearing multiple hats. So if you're like me, you probably started out using your personal phone, taking client calls and texts nonstop. As my business grew, I needed something smarter. That's when I switched to Quo, the number one business phone system. Quo works right on your phone or computer. No carrying two phones, no clunky landline, just one easy app you can try for free. Your team can share one number and handle calls and texts together, like a shared inbox. Any teammate can jump into the conversation so customers get faster responses. And Quo's AI assistant summarizes your calls and responds to customers 24/7 so you never miss a lead or opportunity. All this starts at just $15 a month. That's basically two coffees. You can even keep your current business phone number. Find out why 90,000 businesses trust Quo. No missed calls, no missed customers. Try Quo for free at quo.com/sports. That's quo.com/sports to try Quo free. quo.com/sports.
Guns, guns. It's the Great American Gun Show this weekend, January 10th and 11th in Pickens at the Market at the Mill Event Center.
Buy, sell, and trade.
Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 10 to 4. Guns, knives, ammo, bring your guns. Tell your friends it's a Great American Gun Show this weekend in Pickens.
Looking for expert tree care in the upstate? Call Franklin Tree Service, your trusted partner for quality tree work and more. Whether it's tree removal, trimming, stump grinding, or storm damage cleanup, Franklin Tree Service has you covered. Their certified team is committed to making your yard safe and beautiful. And as a proud longtime partner of the Roar, you know Franklin Tree Service is a name you can trust in the upstate. Affordable, reliable, and fully insured. Call Franklin Tree Service today at 864-947-9065.
Enjoy elevated living at Sunrise in Pendleton, just minutes from Clemson, starting in the mid-300s. Customize versatile one- and two-story home plans with luxury design selections in our 3,900-square-foot design studio. The pool amenity opens this year, and there will be natural trails winding through towering hardwoods. Live close to Lakes Hartwell and Kiwi, shopping in Anderson, and enjoy quick access to I-85. Sunrise encompasses convenience and lifestyle in a convenient location. Visit EmpireHomesUpstate.com to discover elevated living in the upstate.
At B&D Family Jewelers, value and trust come first. With Valentine's Day just around the corner, sparkle her with fine jewelry. Maybe it's for an engagement or just to spoil her. B&D Family Jewelers can help you make the day special. We also buy gold, silver, platinum, old jewelry, and diamonds. Visit B&D Family Jewelers, 1600 John B. White Boulevard in Spartanburg. Or check us out at bndfamilyjewelers.com. B&D Family Jewelers can help make your special occasion memorable.
At Ben Mason Insurance, we don't just provide insurance, we offer peace of mind to our upstate community. Whether it's auto insurance, home insurance, or life insurance, we're dedicated to safeguarding what matters most. Located at 188 Blaylock Road, Boiling Springs, we're here and ready to serve you. Call us today, 864-578-7100, and let us tailor a policy that fits your needs. Ben Mason Insurance, your trusted partner in protection.
Live and local sports talk coming to you from the Upcountry Fiber Studios.
This is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Serving the five counties of the South Carolina upstate, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
If it matters, we're talking about it.
Like it matters?
Oh, it matters.
We're 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
Sam, I try to do what smart people, I try to hang out with smart people. So I hang out with you. I like being the dumbest guy in the room, or at least not the smartest guy in the room. I hang out with smart people. Smart people do things like preventative maintenance. Smart people get their tires rotated and they get their oil changed before the date goes past. Smart people have... on the big items, smart people take like preventive maintenance around their homes. How about the preventive maintenance plan from Blue Ridge Heating and Air? You get experienced, skilled technicians. They're going to inspect your system. You get priority emergency service, by the way, discounted rates, peace of mind with the scheduled inspections, and professional cleaning twice a year. When the guys came out and did mine in the summertime, I just had to do my winter one. I'm going to do it right now. But they noticed that just how they needed to clean the system out. With all that stuff that goes in there. Now, the other thing is, when I talk to Ben and Chris, these engineer degree guys that have MBAs as well, they talk about air quality, not just heat, not just air conditioning, but humidity levels and dehumidifiers and air purifiers and all those things that impact air quality in your home. I mean, call me crazy, but air is like important. get the better air quality in your home and get a peak efficiency machine like the Armstrong Air preferred dealer right here in the upstate of South Carolina and Western North Carolina, Blue Ridge Heating Air. Check those good folks out. Comprehensive repair and installation for heating and air conditioning, Blue Ridge Heating and Airs, BlueRidgeHeatingAir.com. Hey, I'm getting Chad in Columbia. Quickly, this statistically is not Trevor's best year. I mentioned this before. He's had higher completion percentages. He's had thrown for more yards in seasons. This is his highest touchdown year in the regular season, but not he's thrown for fewer picks than he has this year. His quarterback rating has been higher at times. We change our perception to Trevor basically because they're winning. Better coach, better surrounding pieces around him now. Is that fair that he's got a much better cast around him, so we change our perception of him?
He had me concerned that he was kind of where he was going to be after about 7 or 8 weeks this season, and then they got Jacoby Myers, and he got more comfortable in the offense, and he turned into a madman. I mean, he's been a madman for like a month and a half now. This is the best football over the last month or so, month and a half, that he has ever played in his career. He's out of his mind right now. He's peaking at the right time this season, if he is peaking. It is incredible with what they had at the beginning of the year drops-wise in the receiver room, what Jacoby Myers has done for them and what Parker Washington, to a lesser extent, has done. And I say to a lesser extent, Parker Washington's been playing out of his mind too. What those two have done for the receiver room and for Lawrence. It's incredible what happens when your receivers are catching the ball.
That said,
and Liam Cohen's a genius.
Can I say this? Can I make this assumption? Had Trevor had better head coach, offensive coordinator, offensive line, and receivers, then we would not have been questioning him to the level that we have. He was not surrounded with those very, very key parts.
Well, I mean, he started with Urban Meyer year one, so throw that out. Ugh. Just punt it. Then he gets Doug Peterson, who has one good year, that they give Press Taylor, who was awful. I'm sure Faxon's listening and will probably text him that he hates Press Taylor because he's right. Press Taylor was running the show on offense. He was awful. He didn't have any stability, really, or competent offensive coordinator hires until this year, until Liam Cohen comes in and runs the show on offense. So, yeah, I would say between him and Yudinski on offense, those two have not saved Trevor Lawrence's career, but helped him get to a level that is worthy of being the number one pick, because I don't think he was playing at that level until this year.
Other point is, this is not the – I don't think the defense is elite, but it is good. Much better than it have been, right?
Yeah, they've tightened up the secondary a little bit. It's better.
I'd say very good. I don't think they're great, but close, right?
They're a great team, period. Right. I mean, they're just good on both sides.
But the point is, like, had he had better defenses in the first 4 years, then we'd be talking about different Trevor Lawrence.
I think with quarterbacks, it's what Kevin O'Connell says every time someone asks him, the Vikings head coach, he says this league fails quarterbacks more than the quarterbacks fail this league.
Right.
You got to have
– right.
Sometimes it takes time. It took Sam Darnold 6 years. It took Baker Mayfield, and I'm still not really sold on Baker Mayfield, a long time to get – two consistent good seasons together. It took Lawrence 4 years.
Look, some of those Tom Brady Super Bowl wins, when they had unbelievable defenses in the offense, weren't that great?
You got to have a full team. You can't win it.
No doubt.
Mahomes tried to go hero ball last year. Didn't work in the Super Bowl.
I mean, Jerry Rice
didn't have the help.
And Roger Craig and Rathman as offensive linemen for what Joe Montana had. I mean, look, you got to surround yourself. And I think it's a very good quote. I didn't realize the quote by the Vikings head coach, but that's a great quote. One game season, Chad in Columbia joins us. Come on, Chad. How you doing?
Mick, I think I told you this before, but my brother-in-law is the worst fan on earth. You know, he's a Miami fan. He's from Lugoff. Miami fan in football and Duke in basketball.
Oh, no.
And, like, follows them both close. So, like, you know, he'll show up and, like, if we're doing something for Labor Day or something, he'll show up in Miami stuff. And then once it gets to be, like, January, like, Christmas time, he's in Duke stuff because it's basketball season. But now he's still Miami, so I'm down bad. But, man, dude, they got to fix the targeting stuff. So I don't know if you saw the targeting last night, but, like, targeting is, like, the definition, like, target. Like, you're literally trying to do something. Yeah. Like, you can't target somebody in man coverage.
Yeah.
If you're sitting back in zone and a guy's running a slant and you try to decapitate him, that's targeting. But, like, the one last night, the guy was, like, 2 or 3 feet off the ground, you know, like, when he hit him. And he turned his head, and his shoulder got him, and these guys are running full speed, and the defensive player they don't know where the offensive player is going to be.
Yeah.
I mean, but when they slow it down, I hate the freaking guy that comes on and is like, hey, do you think that's targeting like the ref guy on the call every night?
Yeah.
I'm like, I mean, it's an absolute disaster.
Well, here's another thing.
Funny story.
Let me say something about that. You know, there's stuff like you got to have an indicator and he's got to do this. I'm like, man, this game is so fast. And if the offensive guy's head ducks down, which the defender doesn't know what the offensive guy's going to do in the air or coming down or shift move, the idea that you only have a limited amount of games of your life and you're going to kick him out of the next game, like that doesn't happen in the NFL. That's crazy. I want to protect everybody. Make it a 30-yard penalty, you know, if you want to do that. But don't kick a guy out for the next game. That's crazy.
Yeah, it's a horrible rule. Yeah. And I feel like during the playoffs, they've been more lenient on it. Like, I think there's been some overturns caught on the field, overturned in the regular season. I think they would have been kicked out.
Yeah.
And I think they were intentional with that. But, like, the one last night, the guy was not trying to hit the guy in the head. He wasn't trying to use his head. I mean, he literally tried to get his head away because he's probably been coached and trained that way. But, I mean, I don't know. Yeah. It's just a disaster. Yeah. But, Mick, I'm in trouble. So, right. Like, I don't know. It's probably 10 years ago we beat Miami 59-0, and Titleist was running this deal where you could get custom Pro V1s with any number you wanted on them. And so for Christmas, I got him Titleist Pro V1 59s. With the number 59 on them because we beat them 59-0. So not only do if they win the national championship, I'm thinking we get like a 7-6 one maybe, or yeah. You know, we play them next year. So if they, I mean, if Dabo doesn't portal on offense and they come in and we just can't stop them,
yeah.
I mean, dude, I'm in trouble. We'll get at least I'll get a dozen Pro V1s, but I get the lesson.
Yeah, those might be your practice balls because you can't have 7-6 on there. True story about that game where Clemson won, like, was it 58-0 or something? True story, Sam. My wife and I are down there at the game. And we're walking through a parking lot, and all the Miami fans are giving us a hard time. Not the is you lost, yo, is you need a map, yo, like we got down the Orange Bowl with the pencil-thin mustache guys that look like they were belonging to Tony Montana that wanted to fight us. But we're walking through, and, man, I told my wife, like, I don't like this. Like, I got a bad feeling about this game. And I said, I think we're in for an ambush situation here. Like, I don't have a good feeling for the game. Clemson wins 58-0. And we're leaving the stadium. My wife says, how's your feeling about this game now? Like, she's rubbing my nose in it. Because I was so paranoid about the game.
A couple things I think are valid that our text line has pointed out. One, I think it's kind of ridiculous and maybe a little bit too reactionary that targeting is an immediate ejection.
Yeah.
Not every targeting foul is made the same way. They're not all equal.
Yeah.
You can have a targeting call where the guy launches straight up, tries to kill the guy, absolutely a malicious act, needs to go. You can have a targeting call where there's a quote-unquote launch, but it's really just kind of a combination of the guys running into each other, and then that's an automatic ejection. And if it's in the second half, you can't play the first half of the next game. Seems a little harsh. And secondly, because I saw it pointed out like an hour ago and someone pointed out again, who's Miami's quarterback next year? Who hasn't hit the portal yet that Miami's going to try and go get? Because it's not going to be Carson Beck. Houston Longs, Longstreet, the USC quarterback, hit the portal yesterday? Are they going to go for a five-star freshman as their quarterback? I mean, who is going to quarterback this team next year? You know they're going to go to the portal. Oregon's going to get somebody. Is it Levitt or bust?
Williams is back out now. Williams is back with Washington.
Yeah, so, I mean, he was going to go to LSU even if. So, who's LSU going to run? Like, you don't know who any of these guys are going to go with, and there's not that many left. Figure somebody may still be lurking that hasn't been added to the portal quite yet. Certainly not going to be Emory Williams.
I just looked it up, Sam. In the 58-0 game of 2015, not only was it was 21-0 first quarter, 42-0 at halftime. Clemson had 33 first downs. Miami had 6 first downs in the game.
Good Lord.
Clemson outgained Miami 567 to 146. They almost fought. They had a big fight on the field before the game. Not a big fight, but a pushing match. Sam, Clemson outrushed. Well, first of all, it helped Miami to 93 yards passing. Clemson outrushed Miami 416-53. And I told my wife before the game, oh, I don't have a good feeling about this one. Boy, my instincts were right, huh?
Boy, would I take 400. Yeah, it's like half the whole season rushing total this year. And we had a good running back.
Yeah. Deshaun was 15-19 for 143, a touchdown, no pick. Clemson would have been better. Schuster goes 1-for-5. Kelly Bryant went 1-for-1. Galvin rushed for 118. Deshaun rushed for 98. Kelly Bryant rushed for 59. Tyshawn Dye, oh, man, 52.
I got the whole gang in the game that day.
CJ Fuller.
Everybody got in there.
The guys that aren't here with us now. But, yeah, just everybody got to play. Cordero Tankersley had a pick six in the game. Yeah, everybody got to play. 58-0. And that was the end of Al Golden. That was it. Brandon in Greenville. Brandon, good morning. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing all right, guys. Appreciate the letting me on the air here. Just I'll chime in real quick. This is what I said to my buddy. I agree with what your producer just said. That last DQ on the targeting, sometimes two guys full speed fall into each other. There's helmet to helmet. Yeah. Call the 15. Don't DQ the guy.
Yeah.
You know. But I called in just to chime in, man. I'm going to do a little campaigning for Trevor Lawrence. Y'all touched on it a second ago. His statistics may not look good in the first half of the year, but this guy's been playing the same level of should-be-easy MVP ball all season long. You touched on it, 46 total drops. Those first 8-9 games, they were impressively bad by his supporting cast. That go to the Rams game. You want to look at Stafford versus Lawrence, go to that Rams game. Tell me his top three targets don't drop wide open first downs that hit them in both hands or the torso, which should be an automatic catch in the NFL. They came alive. They actually started, you know, people were saying, oh, he's playing MVP ball now. No, his supporting cast is.
Yeah.
His O-line, they're not playing like the 23rd O-line in the nation anymore. They're playing like top 10, like the Pats and like the Rams have all season long. Wide receivers, they're not dropping balls anymore. They hit them in the hands and the chest for first downs, for touchdowns. You know what I mean? Those stats are going to be looking better because the quarterback can only do what he can do. He can escape the pocket. He can throw a dart downfield, hit the guy in the hands. If they drop it, the box score is blaming the quarterback, guys.
Yeah.
I mean, these people who are voting – watch the games. You all are voting for NFL football MVP. Get an intern to make a cut of Trevor Lawrence's games and tell me he hasn't been playing MVP all year.
It's a good point. I tell you another good point. And Brandon, I appreciate the phone call, man. I got to get a break. Appreciate this.
Yes,
just a quick one here. As a texture point out, doing this without Heisman Trophy winner, Travis Hunter. Because Hunter has not played since the middle of October, right? Since Hunter went out against the Rams, they are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. They're 9-1 with a 7-point loss to Houston. Sam, quick question before we take our final break. Travis Hunter, do they need to focus in on just one side of the ball? He's a good receiver. He's a good cornerback. He's not worthy of the number one pick. If he just got down to one, would he be elite? He's not elite right now in either one. I'd say good at both. Maybe not even, maybe very good, not great at either one right now.
I would say it's still too early to know because I think he can be very good at both. And they drafted him number two and gave up a lot of draft capital to go get him. I would love if he was playing for them. And while I do agree with Brandon that Trevor Lawrence has been playing at a high level all year, I will say he has taken a statistical jump efficiency-wise and by any advanced metric as well in the second half, regardless of the drops. He has been on a completely different planet at an MVP level for the second half, where I don't think he was there at the first half, even though there were drops, the O-line play has improved. I think it's just a comfort thing for part of it, and I do think it really is. The receiving corps has gotten more consistent. The O-line has been better. He's running more, which is good. He's always been an underrated runner, underrated athlete. Just a collection of good things happening for him right now and for that team. But on the Hunter thing, I think it's still too early. Maybe down the line, when contract talk comes around, if he doesn't stay healthy, they may need to start considering switching to one side of the ball.
Maybe.
But
it's something that they hadn't tried yet, and health is an issue there.
No, I don't think they really knew how to use him to begin the year, to be honest with you. So I'm interested to see what year two looks like.
Yeah, but who could blame him? Because you just, you know, the how do you do it? Anyway.
Neither coordinator wants him out there on the other side either, I'm sure.
So. Sure, 100%. Good points. Great friends, Prime Lending, PrimeLendingSC.com. If you do need a mortgage, if you're buying a home in 26, if you're remodeling in 26, and maybe at some point in time refinancing in 26, go to Prime Lending. Put it on your favorites, but get three estimates. I do it all the time. I went with other companies, got estimates as well. The last two times I go back to my friends at Prime Lending, they do an incredible job for you. Their expertise, they're going to get the lowest rates, and their expertise is going to pay off and make it easy greasy for you for our great friends at Prime Lending. Check them out online. Put them on your favorites when it does come that time for you. PrimeLendingSC.com. Final segment right after this.
Hey, it's Esme Carter with Spectrum Paint, your independent and family-owned paint source with locations in Clemson, Greenville, Spartanburg, and Landrum. Shop the widest array of brands at Spectrum Paint, including Benjamin Moore Paints, Pittsburgh Paints, Rust-Oleum, Graco, Remobio, Ready Seal, Renner Wood Coatings, and more. Projects large and small, whether professionals or do-it-yourselfers, we have the coating, supplies, and expertise to take care of you. Visit us at SpectrumPaint.com to find the location nearest you or connect with our local sales team.
Anderson County is a great place to live and work, play, and worship. Samantha Porter, the Anderson County Environmental Educator, encourages residents to reduce, reuse, and recycle. You can recycle plastic bottles and jugs, mixed paper and cardboard, clear, brown, and green glass, aluminum, and steel cans, use motor oil and cooking oil, tires, and electronics. If you have any questions, please call Anderson County Solid Waste at 260-1001 in regard to recycling and proper waste disposal.
Buying a mattress is painful. That's why we developed the Duo Mattress, a patented two-piece mattress design that makes this process easy. The Duo is the most cost-effective, sustainable, adaptable, and comfortable mattress you've ever experienced. With our 100-night sleep trial and unique comfort exchange, you can rest easy knowing you're taken care of with engineered sleep.
When friends and family are coming over to your place for the next big game, everything has to be right. So when your comfort and reputation are on the line, don't leave it to chance. Bring in the experts in the bold white and blue trucks. Visit acehomeco.com for all your plumbing, HVAC, and electrical needs.
Did you know that Ingles sells a huge variety of organic items? Or that they run their own dairy? Or that they only serve USDA Choice and Prime meat? Did you know that they have more local craft beer than any place else? Or that they have energy smart stores? Or that they professionally slice and package imported cheese from Europe? Did you know about their giant international aisle, local farm partnerships, curbside pickup, wine department, or that they donate 3,956 meals a day to local food banks? Well, now you do. It's all in the bag. Ingles, low prices, love the savings.
It's bow time. Hurry into Bojangles for two scratch-made sizzling sausage biscuits for just $4. One bite and you'll want breakfast for dinner. Good thing we serve savory sausage biscuits all day. But this 2-for-4 deal won't last forever. It's bow time.
What do Clemson and the Citadel have in common? The time-honored tradition of the class ring. Collegiate Legacy Designs created a ring plaque that will carry that same tradition in your office or home to last a lifetime. Proudly handcrafted by Clemson alum Greg Terry and his wife Julie, Collegiate Legacy Designs offers customized ring plaques for your class ring, both men's and women's, and can ship nationwide. Give the gift that will carry your alumni pride at collegiatelegacydesigns.com.
The Roar. Now offering great sports talk around the clock. We are the Roar, part of the ESPN family.
Homegrown alligator, see you later. Gotta hit the road, gotta hit the road. The sun ain't changing the atmosphere. Architecture unfamiliar, I could get used to this. Time flies by in the yellow and green. Stick around and you'll see what I mean. There's a mountain top that I'm dreaming of. If you need me, you know where I'll be. I'll be riding shotgun underneath the hot sun, feeling like a someone.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. All right. I learned so much yesterday. Russell and I talked for 15 minutes yesterday, Sam, from Patterson Tax Service, okay? So when you bought a car in 25, you didn't buy a car in 25, did you?
I did.
You did?
I did, actually.
When you buy a car matters. Like, if you bought an electric vehicle before September 30th, then there's tax credit stuff there. If you bought a new car, an American-made car, there's all kinds of tax stuff there. So when you buy cars, import it. There's other things like the 4547 form, you got to do that. The child tax credit stuff, that goes up over time. So now you can't just take this to your W-2. You need to know how much overtime that you worked, because you could deduct up to $12,500 for single filers, $25,000 for married couples filing jointly for overtime pay. So obviously, tips up to $25,000, that's an issue this year. My point is, man, there's so many like cryptocurrency stuff. Taxes are becoming more complicated rather than less. This is why you need the professionals at Patterson Tax Service. Don't do the automatic stuff there, the standard deduction stuff. Let these folks take care of it for you. These folks will do an absolutely incredible job at the Patterson Tax Service, and they will maximize your refund for sure. PATTX.com, PatTax.com, 864-859-8289. Sam, I sent you Arthur Blank's stuff. Let's see if I can get that on the air, because a buddy of mine said you've been saying this for years. Let me see if I can get that after I get Tennessee Tiger, and then I have a major point to make about tonight's game. Good morning, Tennessee Tiger. How you doing?
Doing good, Nicky. Good morning. That call from Roger was really good.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Now you picked Indiana on this game. I talked to Walt yesterday, and I sent a text in on another show. I had picked Miami 34-27. Yeah.
That's close.
I was looking back on some stats on the first game that was played, and the Oregon QB got sacked six times. And Mendoza in Indiana, yep. It's just hard for them to get pressure on him. I'm going to pick Oregon. It's like I told Walt, if, and there's big ifs everywhere, but if Georgia had, found a way to beat Mississippi, and I was wanting to Georgia to face their former quarterback, which would have been last night, and then if Oregon wins, Cristobal will face his former team, and Walt says, I hadn't even thought of that.
Oh, but, yeah.
I just think that they won't sack him six times, and they each had a pick for a touchdown. So I'm just – that's what I think.
Well, but on the other side of that, though, is Oregon couldn't run the ball, and they've got a running back that's out tonight. They were held to 81 yards rushing against Indiana. They're held to less than 3 yards a carry. Indiana, and I'll mention it here in a second, it's a clinic. It's clinical football. And they're the best team in the country. And, you don't know week to week, and you don't know how injuries work and officiating works and game plans and matchups, but they went 2 outs and they won by double digits. The game shouldn't have been that close. I mean, they held Oregon to 267 yards of total offense.
So, the running back that is the starter?
It is the –
that should have changed the line.
The Davidson kid, Jordan Davidson. Isn't Davidson out tonight, Sam? Is that what it is, Davidson? Isn't that the one that's
Yeah,
out?
They're banged up. Yeah, Davidson's done. Clavicle.
Yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Well.
But they've got it. They're running back by committee team anyway, Whittington and Lamar and Hayes, some of those guys. You'll see those guys.
Roger wants the Super Bowl matchup. I want Trevor to be, in the Super Bowl, which the odds against that. But anyway.
They're playing well.
Got some good games coming up.
They're playing well for sure. Tennessee Tiger, appreciate the phone call. Good stuff there. The question is, can Jacksonville go win on the road? Jacksonville, I think I'm right by saying this, they're 4-1 in their history, Mr. Jones, in home playoff games. So they've done very well there.
They got the last one, the Chargers game, I believe was in Jacksonville.
Yeah. Can they go on the road? And you mentioned they won in Denver. So at least they've proven they can do that. But to win twice in Denver,
that's a really not fun place to play.
Yeah.
Especially coming from Florida in the winter.
Yeah.
But they've done it already, and they did it late in the season. So
yeah.
I believe they can do it again.
That's the game that really got my attention.
Do you trust Bo Nix? I mean, that's what you kind of have to, if you get that matchup, do you trust Bo Nix is really where you stand. If you're a Broncos fan, they'd trust him. Nationally, I think he's growing on that trust meter. A big playoff run for him here to prove with a very good supporting cast around him how good he actually is.
In this 8-game winning streak, I don't give you a lot of credit for beating Arizona or Tennessee or Indianapolis post-injury or the Jets. But I'll tell you this. To beat the Chargers the way they did, not just beat them, but to beat them 35-6, and then to go to Denver and win by 14, that was the attention getters, no doubt.
That was the big one. That was huge. Yeah. Huge win.
Any way possible I get the Arthur Blank stuff?
Let's see if this is the right one.
All right.
Tell our players whenever it's appropriate time, or just remind them, you know, without fans, either watching them in person or watching them on TV, we have 22 guys playing sandlot football, and so they understand that. And so, you know, and the fans give us more than the resources. They give us their time, their energy, their passion, their commitment, their family time. I mean, they give us a lot of things. So we owe it to them to step up and make the right decisions in their behalf.
Yep, that's it. Arthur Blank's smart man. Smart because he's been listening to the show, obviously.
Right, of course.
I mean, that's pretty clear there. Brad Hughes is my Allstate agent. I'm a good hands of Brad Hughes. I'm a good hands of Allstate, 2923-001. Brad Hughes at Allstate.com. I love what Brad Hughes has been able to do for me and my personal insurance with our homeowners and our auto insurance. It's gone great. We love Brad Hughes, love everything about it. And the very few times we've ever had to make any kind of claims, it went smooth as silk. Get in touch with them. See if they can save you money. Brad Hughes at Allstate.com, 2923-001, 2923-001. Tonight, you will not be watching a football game between two football teams. Tonight, you'll be watching a clinic. The clinicians, they're going to change their name. The Indiana clinicians are going to come in and surgically dissect Oregon on offense and Oregon on defense. And you'll see a double-digit win tonight. Indiana and Kirk Cignetti, now they're talented. They're so well coached. They're fundamentally sound. They're not going to beat themselves. The only time they're going to beat themselves this year was an outs on the pick six by Mendoza. One of only 8 turnovers on the year. And they still won by double digits. Only one team or 2 teams so far in the season have stayed within single digits of them in their 14-0 run. And reminded you that in the Illinois game, it was an Illinois team that was a top 10 team at the time, Sam Jones. And he had 31 first downs to 9. They had 579 yards to 161. They outrushed them 312 to 2. And they won 63 to 10. And they go, oh, well, Illinois is not as good as we thought. Okay, they go to Outson, win against the number 2 team in the country, number 3 team in the country on the road. And they go, oh, well. And then they go to Penn State and they find a way to win. With an inspired Penn State team, and then they beat the team that some said was the best team in the Big Ten in many years and the great defense, and they won that one 13-10 in the Big Ten championship game. And then what I was told all over Twitter was that, oh, well, now Alabama is going to prove to them they ain't played nobody, Paul. 38-3. Just dissecting Alabama. 22 first downs to 11, 407 yards to 193. Outrushed Bama 215 to 23. Dissected Alabama in a 38-3 win, and it's going to happen tonight. Not to that level. Oregon's better than Alabama. But double digits now and double digits against Miami. Ron's the final phone call of the week. Ron, thanks for hanging on. How you doing this morning?
Hey, man, I need y'all to talk me off the ledge, brother. All right. There were as many daggone missed calls last night in that game as there were lead changes in the last 5 minutes of the game. And it just kills me. Number 70 was holding. The Miami player was holding number 70 for Ole Miss. Out, and then the non-call on pass interference call, I get the competing of it. And I just need y'all to talk me off the edge a little bit on that, because and it's the same thing with Clemson, same thing with my Panthers. I'm glad I don't gamble, because the referees would have me broke. And then I wanted to see what y'all thought about the Panthers. Do you think they're going to be able to beat the Rams twice? And I'll take it off the air and listen to you.
Thank you, Ron. Refs been swallowing whistles. Didn't swallow whistles last time. Miami was penalized 10 times for 74 yards. Man, these games are so close, and they're so the athletes are so fast, and there's so many bang bang plays in there. Officiating is a factor, though. I don't think there's any doubt about that. The targeting, they had a couple of those last night. One that was waved off that I thought might have been targeting helmet to helmet, and now they tell me helmet to helmet is not necessarily targeting. I don't know what the rules are now. I can't keep up with all of that. I think I agree with you, Sam. I think I heard you right saying this. I think the Panthers play well tomorrow, but I don't think win tomorrow. Maybe cover 10.5 against the Rams, but I don't think they can win that one.
Man, as much as I'd like to see it, I don't. This is not a good football team. I mean, we can lie to ourselves all we want. I mean, this is a bad division winner. But the last time a division winner was 8-9, I think, was the Seattle team with Marshawn Lynch, Beastquake. Silly things happen in home playoff games, all right? Weird things, dumb things, unimaginable things happen in these games when you're playing at home in front of a crowd that hasn't seen one in a while. I don't think the Panthers are dead here. I think they probably keep this pretty close. I think the Rams will win. It's very hard to beat a good team twice. Very hard to beat a good team twice when you're an 8-win team.
One thing, too, about the Panthers is it's not like they closed the season well either. They lost 3 of the last 4. They lost 4 of their last 6.
But the beauty of the Panthers is that logic has not applied to them all year
point.
Because they will lose a game to the worst team in the NFL, and then they will beat the Rams. So
that's
you would think, based on the rest of what they've done this year, they have light here. They have a chance.
Yeah. I just don't see it happening tomorrow.
Nor do I.
Skip the music, buddy. 2 minute drill. What do you have for me?
I was looking at the quarterback list because I was pondering this. Oregon still needs a quarterback. Miami needs a quarterback. Tennessee needs a quarterback. LSU needs a quarterback. Here are your options. Sam Leavitt, Dylan Raiola, Houston Longstreet, Deuce Knight, Bo Prabula.
Raiola goes to Oregon. Leavitt goes to LSU?
Tennessee's got him on a double visit.
Huh?
Aaron Olin's still in the portal, fun fact. Austin Novosad left Oregon. Could they pry him back, get him to come back? I don't think so. He's still with the team at least. It ain't a great list, and there ain't 4 elite options there. Leavitt's maybe 1, comparatively speaking, and using the word elite. Raiola is fine. Longstreet's a 5-star, but he hasn't played.
Good stuff, Sam. EricNewton.com for all real estate needs. EricNewton.com. Get in touch with him. He can help you out. All of your real estate needs from my great friend, EricNewton.com. Anything you need in the Clemson area, he's going to take care of you. Get in touch with him, EricNewton.com. Let me thank Josh Williams. A fantastic job of breaking the game down from last night and tonight. And also, love the BB Guns talk from our ReedyLanco.com and Jinx Patrick. Sam, great job this week.
Shout out to Sean Poppy. Forgot to mention it. Big win last night.
Huge win. Have a great weekend. Most important, tune in to Money. We'll see you right here on the radio.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT-AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.